download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, heard here on 959 WATD worldwide, 959WATD.com. Yeah, I'll move those, Craig. Big thing of keys that I have just kind of strewn on the table. I have in front of my guest. We have Mr. Craig Coffey. He is with O2X, and this is a Quincy-based company. Of course, he's giving me a card for me to take a look at. You were a co-founder. Who founded this with you?
Sure. There's four co-founders altogether.
Okay.
Myself and three other guys. They happen to be former Navy SEALs.
Very cool.
I only mention that because it is part of our company and part of the service and offering that we provide.
Well, I guess probably the, what do you think, Mark, the intelligent question to ask out of the box is, what is O2X? What exactly is it?
Yeah, sure. O2X is a training and education company for tactical athletes. Our largest local client is the Boston Fire Department. So when I say training and education, we have revolutionized human performance for these guys. And it is a blend of conditioning, nutrition, stress management, sleep management, resilience building, because firefighters, like all other tactical athletes, have a stressful job. And when I say stressful, it is physical and mental.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we have a very comprehensive education and training program that you might think of it as wellness in the corporate setting, but really it's been revolutionized, and we're the first movers in this space for tactical athletes and firefighters, police, military mm-hmm. units.
Did you have a question, Mark?
No, it sounds very interesting. And it's funny because, as I was mentioning before we went on the air, I heard of the lifestyle of the Navy SEALs and how they approach their job, but how they approach life in regards to the discipline that they have with their exercise, with their diet, with their sleep. So that way, obviously, they are better soldiers. And I think that's fascinating that you guys are bringing it to the corporate world, in a sense.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I'd think of it as the tactical athlete world.
Okay.
Fire, police.
You say that word, you've said it a couple of times.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Explain to our listeners, what is a tactical athlete?
Sure. It's anyone whose job has a heightened sense of physical and emotional mental mm-hmm. stress.
Sure.
Right? You think of white collar. You know, it's a type of mental stress, right? Mm-hmm. There's financial stress. You're at your desk. Sure. There's deadlines, things like that. A tactical athlete is using his or her body mm-hmm. also in their job. There's a very underreported but very real health crisis with firefighters. They have over a 3 times incidence rate of cancer. They have very high orthopedic injury rates, shoulders, back, knees.
Mm-hmm.
And they just that impacts their longevity. It impacts their quality of life. It impacts their retirement. So the service that we're providing, this training and education for, in this case, you know, locally, is the Boston Fire Department, is seeking to extend their careers, make them healthier. And you're right, it is very much related back to the DNA of the company, which is a lot of military experience with the founders.
Sure. Interesting. I actually work in theater production, and on the professional end, stagehands are in that kind of tactical athlete where we have a short amount of time to put a show together, a concert usually, and we are emotionally invested as artists also. And I've seen a turnover in the elders of those who work in stagehand, because the running joke is you don't see stagehand workers who are over 50 years old. And you have to learn sleep management or some fashion therein, because their hours are all over the place, kind of like a fireman's or a police officer's. At my age, I've noticed that I've had to kind of incorporate some adjustments in my lifestyle in order so that way I can continue and perpetuate, hopefully, as long as I can.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I keep going back to Boston Fire Department because we have some serious, hard evidence about how we've impacted their health and reduced injury, reduced, disability time.
Sure.
These guys have very, very physically demanding jobs. Mm-hmm. And you think about them working 24-hour shifts.
Yeah.
Their sleep cycle is all out of whack.
Right. Yeah.
So we have, yes, there's four founders and we have six other employees and we're based in Quincy. But we have over 30 human performance experts mm-hmm. from around the world mm-hmm. who provide the content. If you think of O2X as the university and, you know, the founders were kind of the deans, mm-hmm. we have all these professors who are subject matter experts, and we actually have a doctor who's an MD of sleep. For instance, to your point, mm-hmm. we have orthopedics, we have physical therapists, we have certified nutritionists, dietitians, and then also, you know, straight up conditioning, you know, sure. world-class conditioning experts, because the orthopedic back, shoulder, knees, these firefighters and police and military units, just like the stagehands. And there's other people too, like UPS drivers, mm-hmm. right?
Sure, right.
Delivery people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tactical athletes out there that aren't, they're very underserved on the human performance side. Mm-hmm. So that's what O2X does. And you're right, we're based in Quincy. We're right in Quincy Center. Great place to work. We all live on the South Shore.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can I ask how long you've been working with the Boston Fire?
Sure. About 18 months.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yep. And that's, I mentioned them because that's our biggest local client, but sure. we work with Broward County. The entire tactical athlete group in Broward County. We work with some government units. We work with a Navy unit. We work with some police and fire in the Mid-Atlantic states. Mm-hmm. And we're also hosting a regional workshop on September 19th in Hingham.
South Shore Firefighters, right?
That's right. That's yeah. right, because not every municipality is like Boston and has the budget to bring us in.
Of course.
But if you get some of the smaller cities and towns together, Hingham, Cohasset, Hull, Scituate, Norwell, and I'm probably missing a couple others, getting 25, 30 people together at that new station, the new Hingham station on 228, mm-hmm. and putting on a four-day workshop there.
Excellent.
And that'll be a very good example of what we do. We're going to have over seven experts come in mm-hmm. and teach a curriculum over 4 days.
I would love to, after this happens, to maybe have some of those who take the training and do the program. Maybe we can have them in with you.
Absolutely.
And kind of get their take on.
I thought you were going to ask if you could go through the program with us.
Yeah.
Come on, Kevin.
Right now, the sand is at the bottom of the hourglass. I would tap out within a certain amount of time. Although, I think that when you talk about tactical athletes, we have some tactical athletes in the news department that we could use some training.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you wanted to come in and audit the course, you could come in for a day or half day or even an hour and just get a flavor for what we do. We'd love to have you come in and observe. And I'd be remiss if I didn't. You can, if there's any tactical athlete groups out there, sure. info@O2X, or you can check us out at O2X.com.
Make sure we repeat that when we check on again. We're speaking with Craig Coffey, who is the co-founder of O2X, and we're talking about the program itself, talking about tactical athletes. I want to give a little love to my friend Kerry J. Byrne, who kind of gave me a little bit of insight on this particular conversation. So a big thumbs up to Kerry for giving a little love over this way to kind of share what it is that this organization does. You mentioned about what's going to be taking place in Hingham in just about, a week and a half, 2 weeks?
September 19th.
19th and 20th. And the 22nd and 23rd?
Yes, it's that full week, skipping Wednesday.
Yeah, and then you also have another one that you're going to be doing with Southeastern firefighters, Southeastern Mass firefighters in Bridgewater, right? November.
That's exactly right, at Bridgewater State University.
That's pretty cool.
Nice. Yep,
it's a great facility for it. They have the space. That should be about 60 people. And it'll be police, fire, sure. EMTs fit right in there. There's another component we haven't talked about much, and it's the mental health component. And, you know, when you think of that, you hear it, you know, it's a negative connotation, but a lot of what we do is preparatory, mm-hmm. and we call it prehab. And you can do that on the mental side, too. You can build resilience. You can prepare people to be better equipped to handle the rigors of that job. When you think of an EMT or a firefighter, they're usually seeing the worst of what happens during the day.
Absolutely.
They're pulling people out of cars, they're pulling people out of fires, they're picking mm-hmm. people up in ambulances. So if you can get out ahead of that and prepare these folks to be mentally ready and physically ready, it's important. And then you also consider that there's a very high overlap between veterans and tactical athletes. You know, most of our police and firefighters are veterans. And so they come to the job preloaded with a lot of stressful events and PTSD. And we know the impact of the suicide rates on veterans. Mm-hmm. So that has a direct impact on tactical athletes and firefighters.
Other than firefighters, who are some of the other? Do you have any other? Do you have any athletes or anybody in any other industries that you also work with or beginning to work with?
Absolutely. We have I think the best I can say is a Navy unit. We work, this workshop coming up in the Southeastern Mass in November at Bridgewater State has a lot of police, a lot of SWAT units. Mm-hmm. We do work with the Harvard hockey team, which might seem like it's coming out of left field, but very physically,
not a bad idea.
Yeah, sure, mentally demanding role that they have. We work with some other sports teams. We work with actually a high school, private high school up in Needham. And we're working with the captains and the coaches to build resilience and leadership in those guys. And it gets back to, Mark, your point about the DNA of our company.
Sure.
There's a lot of leadership lessons that our founders can impart on teams.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's an awesome program. I'd love to volunteer as the Monday Night Talk guinea pig.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. If you want to...
Mark, you should come by. You should come by the Hingham Show.
I would love to. I mean, the Hingham Workshop.
Yeah. I'm looking at all these microphones, thinking about a radio show.
I think I could definitely do that. Not sure which day yet, but I'm sure I could.
That'd be great.
Actually,
yeah, you'd be welcome. We'd love to have you.
Thank you.
Well, if you could do a radio show, what type of a radio show would you do, Craig?
You know, I'd probably, if I had to think about it, maybe a Bob Dylan radio show.
Really? What is it about Bob Dylan?
Oh, you know, just the music and the lyrics. That's all. Yeah, that's a topic for another day, but I have spent a lot of time at this radio station with a show as a hobby.
Excellent. Nice. Now, is there any thoughts to expansion beyond where you are in Quincy, or is it just a matter of you guys are taking it one step at a time? I mean, are you just based here in Massachusetts? Are you getting calls from all parts of the country now? I mean, what's going on with that?
Yeah, we absolutely are. So it did start with Boston Fire, and we've been around for 2.5 years, although Kevin will say it's been 3 years. Mm-hmm.
Which sounds better?
I think 3 years sounds better.
Yeah, I think 3 years sounds better, too.
I'm all voted. It happens.
It increases our track record. So, absolutely. We started here, and the 10 of us do work right in Quincy Center, but our 30 experts are scattered around the world, actually. And we do get calls from all over the country. Mm. One of our biggest advocates happens to be the former head of the Union of the Professional Firefighters of Massachusetts, Ed Kelly. Okay. He's on the record, a testimonial saying that we're saving the lives of Massachusetts firefighters. He has now recently been elected to a national leadership position with the union. And because of that, and because of that exposure, we are getting calls from around the country.
Wow.
Yeah, San Diego, Broward County, as I mentioned before, Virginia.
Sure.
Yeah, so it's been great. But I don't see any reason why we wouldn't stay headquartered right here in Massachusetts.
Now, you gave out the website. Let's give out the website. But you're also a group that can be found social media-wise, right?
That's exactly right. So O2X.com is our website. You can find us on Facebook, O2X. Senator said, a quick Google search, quick Facebook search for O2X. If anyone in this listening audience, we have Tuesday and Thursday morning workouts at M Street Beach. We actually have this is another conversation for another day, but we also put on a base to peak mountain running race, and it's not a line of business for us. It's not a moneymaker. It's something that we do as a brand expression.
Sure.
It's fun for us. We're all runners. We're all athletes of the four founders. So we started doing these races, and there's one coming up at Loon Mountain at the end of this month. So if you go to O2X.com, there's a tab on there that says challenge yourself. Mm-hmm. You can sign up for the race.
Wow,
we had about 700 people last year. We're looking at 1,000, and it's more of it's an event. We have a bonfire, we have a fireside chat, we have leadership people come in and speak. We have a couple of former Olympic athletes coming to speak. So it all ties into this human performance and leadership and mental readiness and physical readiness.
Most important question in regards to that particular event: when you race up the hill, can you take the gondola back down?
You absolutely take
that would
the
be
gondola.
A question I'd ask. That would be a question I would ask.
You absolutely do. You you finish right up at the peak, and you sounds like you know Loon Mountain because you take the gondola back down.
Yeah, I've skied it before.
And then you pick up your free beer.
So. There it is.
Anything that we haven't asked during our conversation, Craig? And again, we've been speaking with Craig Coffey, one of the co-founders of O2X. Anything I haven't asked, but you feel it's kind of important to leave an impression on the listeners of this conversation?
No, we've touched a lot of it. I will say we have, you know, very much, you know, go to see a motivational speaker or you go take a course and you're pumped up and you're excited about it. And then you walk out the door, get in your car and go home. And then you go back to work. You kind of forget about it, right? Mm-hmm. Or there's only a few of the lessons that stick with you. We have an online program that comes along with the workshop. So you get daily emails, you get a comprehensive humor performance assessment when you start the program that's going to give you a lot of advice and a lot of tailored analysis. Mm-hmm. So we have an online program is the answer. So we haven't talked about that at all. It comes with the workshop. So every firefighter from these towns will have access to our website with workouts, with recipes, with nutrition plans, with stress management techniques. And we also have 24/7 reach back support. You can email us at any hour if you're one of our clients, and we'll get in touch with an expert to help you out.
Does that all? And I don't. I asked this question in all seriousness. Does that come with an app for them to help maintain?
We haven't built an app yet.
Okay,
they're extremely expensive.
That's true.
We haven't built an app yet, but we have a pretty robust website with a lot of material. We have a whole library of workouts, library of recipes. There's a lot of information. It's packed. The website's packed with stuff.
Very nice.
And I guess I would ask, as far as cost effective, I know that this isn't something that you guys do for free, but if there was a municipality that felt that it might be something in their best interest to kind of help their fire department, to help their public safety workers, whether it's police, fire, EMTs, how cost effective is it for a municipality? And what are some of the benefits that they will see from helping their tactical athletes?
Sure. Yeah, I'll be straightforward about it. It's $1,500 per person to go through the four-day workshop and get a full year access mm-hmm. to the website and to the online program. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very cost-effective when you look at the savings. Boston, for example, had over 130 heart attacks last year amongst their firefighters. And those are about, 130 shoulder surgeries. Those are about $30,000 to $40,000 each, and they had over 30 heart attacks. Those are $300,000 to $400,000 each. So if we can prevent one of those, which I think we've done, mm-hmm. We have a lot of metrics. We're doing a lot of measurements on these guys, pre and post workshop and pre and post, you know, training program. I'd say it's very cost effective.
Definitely.
Yeah. And again, remind folks as sure. to the website and social media if they want to be they want to find out more.
O2X.com, and then on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, of course, just look for O2X. A lot of great information on there. We're posting all the time.
Now, who's your silent partner in the back of the room? Do you want to give him a little bit of a shout out before
sure.
we go?
This is my son Dylan, who's way into humor performance. He's on the mental side right now because he starts school tomorrow.
Oh, man. Enjoy your first day, my friend. Enjoy your first day. Craig, thank you so much. And again, let's definitely have a conversation about app post, maybe post Hingham or maybe post Bridgewater.
Absolutely. We'd have love to come in with some firefighters. And if there's anyone listening out there that wants to come to either the Hingham or the South Coast workshop, please reach out to us at info@o2x.com. We have some seats left for the South Coast one. I think the Hingham one may be full. I'm not sure. But just hit us up at info@o2x.com. And yeah, absolutely. Let's come in after the workshop and talk to you how it went.
We'll make sure we have the guinea pig in there, too.
Yeah, Mark's going to be there.
Mark says he's going to be there.
Definitely.
Craig, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks
for
having us.
For coming in. We are going to pop aside just for a couple of moments here. But when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.